Hey, Austin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. It's Amy with Local Splash from the Google Guarantee Department.
Yep.
I seem to have, did I catch you at a bad time or is this okay?
No, you're all right.
Okay. I do apologize because it looks like I had you in my calendar time earlier today and I missed that. I am so sorry. I was in a long meeting.
No, that's all right. I didn't even know you were in my calendar. It was probably my secretary that scheduled you, because I know she told me that I would probably be getting a call for you guys, making sure I'm all right with the $250 for Google Guarantee.
Yeah, so the Google Guarantee, just to make sure of a couple of things here, I'll jump in and keep it brief for you. Are you, with the services that you're providing here for S&S Exteriors Incorporated, I show here that you offer roofing, but are you also offering other services?
Roofing and siding is really the two things to offer. And then within that, you know, there's repair work, roofing repair, siding repair.
Okay.
But it's really those two main things.
Okay. Okay. So there's two different verticals that you qualify for then, and that's going to be the roofing vertical and the siding vertical, because they're two separate verticals. And they're very, very affordable. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're able to get in at the rock bottom level here, this is really going to catapult the advertising and it's going to give you a dominance. So what you're looking at here, the upfront cost is a one-time $250 application fee that goes to get the company and yourself completely background checked. Do you have any felonies in the last 7 years?
No.
Okay, I know it seems like a strange question, but I have to ask. Sorry.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
What's that? Hello? Austin,
Hello?
Did I lose you?
Oh, there you are.
Okay, cool. So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee. It does require that you have general liability insurance for the company.
Yep.
Okay, and that you can pass the background check. Now, how many face-to-face employees do you have, meaning employees that will go out and bid the job on behalf of the company on their own without you present?
Nine.
They'll go out and do jobs on their own without you ever showing up to the job?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really operate like that. Like, I'll either, well... Don't really. I'm usually, I meet every single client of mine.
Cool. Okay. Then you're the only one that needs to go on the application. The purpose of that question is if you, say you had a partner or a brother or you have employees that you do trust to go out and bid the jobs and work the jobs completely on their own, then in that case, we would put them on the application as well. But since you're the only one, you're the only one that needs to go on the application. So the upfront cost is the one-time $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It does go to get yourself and the company background checked. The reason that we're so inquisitive with the background and all the things is to make sure that you're going to pass, because we don't want to sign you up if we don't think you're going to pass. Okay?
Right.
Now, the application process with the terms and conditions state is a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long, but that's what the terms and conditions state, and I am required to let you know that. Once you pay the $250 application fee, we send you the application, have you fill it out, and do client onboarding. The application itself takes maybe 15 minutes to fill out, and the onboarding process takes maybe 15 minutes. So it's very quick, and then at that point, we go ahead and forward it to Google for the background check. Now, I've seen it return in as little as, you know, 4 to 8 days, or if you take a while getting us the application, obviously it's going to take us longer to get it back. I'm sure all that makes sense, right? Okay.
Yep.
Now, jumping right into the cost, the cost of things for you, the roofing leads are going to be with a cost of $26.67. With a minimum monthly budget of $348, and the siding leads are going to be a grand total of $18.67 with a minimum monthly budget of $244. So the way that it works is we only charge the higher budget. If you choose to get approved for both of those verticals, then you can receive leads from both of those verticals. We would only charge the higher minimum monthly budget or activation budget, if you will. So that activation budget of $348 would be for 13 Google Guarantee leads. You have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit, but that is the activation minimum monthly budget to begin. So the way that it works is once your Google Guarantee approved, we call you to set that budget. You pay the $348, and then the leads will be coming in at approximately 3 leads a week. Again, you can increase those leads if you choose to. You can call in and say, I need 6 leads, I need 8 leads in a week. You can increase the budget. It's really up to you. The lead cost, depending on which lead it is, if it's going to be a siding lead that comes in, the $18 budget, the $18 lead cost would come off that budget. If it happens to be a roofing lead, the $26 lead would come off that budget once it's considered a qualified lead. So Google has specific requirements that make it a qualified or unqualified lead. All the calls are recorded through the Google call tracking phone number that will be assigned to your specific company. And they have AI listening to each one of those calls, Austin. And the purpose of this is to ensure that you're getting those quality calls, because you don't have time to call in every time that a call doesn't meet the qualifications and say, hey, this didn't mean it, you know. So they have the AI listening. So if it's a sales, solicitation, spam, or robocall, unqualified. If they're asking for something you don't provide, for example, within the roofing vertical here, there's specific keywords that are for the roofing vertical. So if you were to receive a call and it's one of the services within the roofing vertical that you're not offering, like skylight, say you don't offer skylight installation and we have that turned off for you, then if you received a call for skylight installation, you would not be charged because you don't offer that service. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, and it's very specific with the roofing. It's roof inspection, roof installation, roof repairs, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repairs, skylight install, skylight repairs, storm and wind damage, roof repairs due to storms, siding. It's the siding installation, siding removal, siding repair and maintenance, and siding remodeling. Okay?
Yep.
So
for the roofing, are you able to manipulate that now, or is that during the onboarding?
That's done at onboarding. So what happens is once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, we call you, we say, hey, we're ready to set the budget, and these are the keywords, these are the services. Which ones do you want? Which ones do you not want?
Okay.
Okay. So we get you approved for everything that you can be approved for, and then we narrow it down.
All right.
Okay. Now, if a call, it comes through and it's outside of your service radius, it's not listed on your profile or outside of your keywords, not listed on your profile, you're not charged for the lead. If the call comes in and it's somebody requesting estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead, which is probably super rare for what you're offering. Or
Right. If
you set an appointment to give the estimate face-to-face, that's considered a qualified lead. All other instances are not qualified leads. If they're just, you know, sales, solicitation, somebody seeking employment with a company, all the things that are, I mean, with the Google Guarantee, it's much more rare that you're getting those type of calls because of where you're listed on Google. It's at the top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section. So people have to go, they're looking for a specific service. They're usually pretty serious. And
yep.
The reason these fail safes are in place is because you're paying for a premium spot. You're paying for a qualified lead. Okay?
Yep.
Now, if say you take on 2 or 3 leads and then you choose to pause the campaign because now you're booked for a couple of weeks, or maybe you take a month-long vacation, or maybe you take on a huge project and you're booked for 6 months, however long you choose to pause the campaign is where the campaign stops financially and that budget rolls over. There's no automatic monthly charge.
Okay.
Okay? And these leads actually show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead out there simply because of the nature of them. You're going to be a guaranteed partner with Google. You get that Google Guaranteed badge. And what Google is doing is they're guaranteeing to the general public that you are a quality service provider, meaning that your services have been tried and true, and Google is actually giving you that specific badge and backing your company up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Okay?
Yep.
Now, with this, you do have the ability to also, like, once right now there's not a lot of providers in your area, which you would definitely dominate in your area. But once there are more providers in your area, and you, if you want to pay more for a lead, we enable max lead bidding, and we'll let you know after your Google Guarantee approved what you're eligible for, like beyond that. If you say you want to name your price, say during a very busy time, you're willing to pay $40 per lead for a certain type of lead, then we can increase that and make sure you show up at the very top. So there's a lot of manipulation that can take place once you're completely approved.
All right, that sounds good. I'm running short on time. I'm about to get to my destination.
It's cool. If you want to give it a shot, I can go ahead and charge the card we have on file, send you the application, and then I'll call you back tomorrow to do your onboarding.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, does that work for you? You want me to go ahead and charge the card we have on file and then send you the application, then I'll call you tomorrow for onboarding?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm busy.
Okay.
I'm busy from maybe like 11 to 2 p.m., so it'll have to be before or after that.
Okay, you let me know what time. I can schedule it.
Okay.
I'm going to block off a 30-minute increment, and I'll be calling with the agent from our 877 number to go ahead and verify that. And the application does have to be completed. So if I call you at that time and the application isn't done, then it's going to, we just have to push it out.
All right. That works.
Okay. So do you want to say, 4? You want to do it at 4 tomorrow? Or do you want to have a couple days with the application just to make sure?
Can you do any earlier than 4?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do 10 a.m.
Let's do...
Or let me see.
Or can you do like 2 p.m.?
Yeah, I can do 2 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. You got it. We'll call you tomorrow at 2 p.m. The application's going to come through, and it's going to say Google Guarantee application on it. And then with that, it's going to ask you to upload the certificate of insurance. It's going to ask you to upload, you know, any license that you have. If you don't have license, that's fine because it's not required in your area for the services. But if you happen to have any licensing, cool. It's going to ask you to upload the tax EIN number. It's going to ask you to put in the Social Security number as well as the driver's license number. Okay?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and send that over to you now, and then I'll speak with you tomorrow at 2, and we'll get everything going for you, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks very much. All right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Talk to you later. Bye now.
Yep. Bye.